And tonight, I don't know how many people are going to be calling in, but I think we have a great show tonight. And before we get started, I do every show with prayer. So I'm going to go ahead and pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to come into your presence. And Lord, to lift up the name of Jesus. And in spite of all that is going on in the world, Lord, we thank you that we have a hope and a trust in you through your Son, Jesus Christ. So Lord, we thank you. I ask for wisdom by your Holy Spirit. As I speak not my words, but fill my mouth with your words. Articulate my speech in Jesus' name, that it might be grace to the hearers. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, and we will be careful, Father, in Jesus' name, to give you, God, all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise in Jesus' name. And again, I'm your host, Yosha. And we're going to be talking about the COVID-19 tonight, and we're going to be talking about what the COVID-19 I'm your host, Yosha. And tonight we're going to be talking about COVID-19. And we're talking about the pandemic and what does it mean, whether or not it is going to be ushering in the new world order. So I think it's very interesting, and I'm excited to kind of talk about this the subject. But I want to pray before we get started. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this opportunity to come into your presence, Lord. I ask for your anointing, that I won't just be speaking my words, but that you will speak your words through my mouth, Father, in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, we will be careful in the name of Jesus to give you, God, all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. And again, I'm your host, Yosha, and tonight we're talking about the COVID-19 pandemic. And I know everybody all over the world is talking about COVID-19. For me, I'm a Christian, and I don't know if you're a Christian, if you're listening. If you're not, that's okay, too. I think it's important that we talk about this because a lot of people are very, very afraid about what's happening, and we shouldn't be afraid. Matter of fact, God says he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, peace, power, and a sound mind. So when fear comes in, we should know automatically any fear is not from God. So again, I'm going to say that again, fear does not come from God. So as we see all the things affecting the world, with this pandemic, COVID-19, it started in China, and from China, it's now all over the world in different places around the world, and it seems to be spreading. I want to encourage you, if you are a believer or if you're not, because you can still put your hope in Christ. It's not too late, but I want to encourage believers that God has always made a distinction. We can look at certain examples with the children of Israel. When they were in Egypt, they had plagues, pestilence. So they had that going on, and they were located not in Egypt. They were in Goshen. And the Bible says, as it was in Egypt, it was not so in Goshen. They didn't have the plagues that was happening in Egypt because God took care of them and sustained them. And God can definitely do the same thing for us during this particular time with the pandemic. It's important that we remember that this stuff that's happening is in the Bible. And Jesus' disciples came to him and said, what are the signs of the end? And Jesus began to tell them that the signs would be pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places, famine. And then he says, nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And he's saying all of these things are going to happen, but it's not the end yet. So even though we see all of these things happening, it does not yet mean that it's the end. It does mean, however, that it is the beginning of days. And so when I say the beginning of days, if you're not a Christian, we're going to look at the scriptures. So you can look at them your own self, so that would be helpful to you. So the first scripture that we're going to look at, we're going to look at Matthew, the 4th chapter. And if you have a Bible, I want you to turn to that chapter. And again, that's Matthew, the 4th Matthew, the 24th chapter, and it's the verse 3. And it says, while Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him, and what will be the signs of your coming and of the end of the age? And it says, later, as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him in private, and they're asking him because they want to know what would be the end. And then Jesus begins to tell them the signs, and that's what I want us to look at. So if you have a Bible, please get your Bible out and look at Matthew, the 24th verse. And this is a Christian show, so if you don't want to hear scripture, maybe this is not the episode that you'd want to listen to. Now, more than ever, we need God all over the world. There's not a person, I don't care who you are, what you have, your experience in life, your age, your race, none of that stuff matters to God. We all need God, and we need him now, and more now than ever. And so, again, we're looking at Matthew, the 24th verse, and I'm looking at the NIV translation. And here it is, Matthew 3. And I'm going to read it again. As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and will deceive many. You will hear wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. So Jesus tells them, this is what you're going to be able to see. This is the beginning, but these are things that you will see. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginnings of birth pains. And that's important because we already are seeing earthquakes. We've already seen famine around the world. But this pandemic, this pestilence that they're calling COVID-19, and I think, and this is just my opinion, I don't want to be a conspiracist, but I want you to understand that I believe, this is my own belief, I believe that the COVID-19 is a man-made pestilence, and I guess a lot of people are talking about that, how it's going to affect not just the U.S., but it's affecting the entire world. And I think the most important thing that we should do, we should be praying. If you are a Christian, this is not a time that you sit down and you panic, but you should be in your house praying with your family, praying with your neighbors, encouraging people. As people are panicking and more things are occurring around this nation with all of the rioting and all of the other things that are happening with Black Lives Matters and all these things that are occurring all over the world, it's definitely time for a wake-up call. It is not time that we should go hide and, you know, like hide under a rock and you know, be afraid, but this is a time that we as Christians should be able to share our faith, our hope, to other people that don't have a hope, because right now they don't know what tomorrow holds. And we do know because we have the Word of God. And I could hear somebody saying, what about me? What about my family? What about my finances? What does this mean? And the show is talking about COVID-19 ushering in the new world order. Because if the COVID-19 continues and more countries start putting restrictions on people not being able to come out, and then they start rationing and doing different things, that can affect our economy. It could actually collapse it, which would push us into what we would call the New World Order. And if you think that's so far away and say, oh, that's not going to happen in my lifetime, you are deceived. And we need to be praying that God gives us wisdom, because Matthew 6:33 is a scripture that Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And he said, if you do this, everything else will be added to you. He'll meet all of your needs if you seek first the kingdom. And unfortunately, a lot of people have not learned how to live out of the kingdom of God. And that's what they're afraid of, because we're in the world, the Bible says, but we're not of the world. We all come to this earth on assignment. Unfortunately, some people live and die, never find out what their assignment is in this earth. They just kind of learn how to live in the mundaneness of existing. And that's sad, because we all came here designed, preloaded with by God for destiny and purpose, with gifts and talents and abilities on the inside of us. And unfortunately, we have come to this earth and we have become so earthly bound, earthly minded. We don't think about this earth not being our home. And the Bible says that our citizenship, this is not our citizenship. The USA, if you're a Christian, is not where you are from. We're from heaven, and our citizenship is heaven. That's where we come from. That's where we all come. Everybody that is born into this earth comes here from heaven, and we come here on assignment. And so it's God's spirit that is in us. If you go back and look at Genesis, and when God created the heavens and the earth, and then he created Adam, and he made him, and the Bible says that he formed him and blew into him the breath of spirit. He became a living spiritual being housed in a body. And it's important that we think like this, because if we only think that our whole purpose forever is in a fleshly body, that when people die, the body is what is buried. If you are a Christian, your spirit departs, and the Bible says to be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. And so we know that we have a hope in Christ that we go home to be with the Lord. Our spirit is joined with God. But there's coming a time that Jesus is going to return, and the Bible says the dead in Christ will rise. Their bodies are going to get up, and it's going to be joined with their spirit. They'll have a glorified body, and it says they that remain will be changed. That means we'll be changed from mortal to immortality. God is going to do that for us, and I think that's important. And again, this show is definitely directed towards Christians. I don't have a problem for unbelievers listening, but I don't want to get letters and emails about me talking about heaven and Christians, because that's what I am. This is what I believe. And I hope that if you're not born again and you don't have a hope, and if you think that all of this stuff, this material stuff in this earth is all that you have, that is sad, because we do have a hope if you have Christ. He is the hope. He is my hope. He is our hope as believers. So even as this world continues to get darker, the Bible says that the path of the just gets brighter and brighter and brighter. And so we still continue to function, not in the fear, but in faith, not in doubt and unbelief, but faith. And we go from faith to faith, glory to glory. We become strengthened as we continue in God's word and prayer, in worship to him, knowing that he is not caught off guard by COVID-19. Even though man might have an agenda, God has a plan. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, saith God. There are plans of good and not of evil to give you an expected end. So God truly has a plan for your life, my life. And sometimes we live and die never getting the plan of God. And again, it goes back to becoming so we're spiritual beings living in earthly bodies. And if God is spirit, and he is, Jesus told the Samaritan woman at the well, he told her, he said that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Genesis 1:26 says that we're made in God's image and likeness. So if God is spirit, that means we are spirit, even though we live in a house, a body, but our spirit is on the inside of us. And unfortunately, people think that they're living by faith, and it's a mind, and they're living in their mind and in their thoughts, and they think that's faith. But no, we're supposed to operate out of our spirit. Our spirit being is supposed to be stronger than our minds and our flesh, but it's what you feed it. It's just like if you eat a lot of junk, you will become physically fat. It's the same thing in the spirit. If you feed your spiritual food, the reading the Bible, praying, establishing a relationship with God, loving Him, receiving Jesus, His Son, as your Lord and Savior, that is creating and making your spirit stronger. And so whatever you feed, whether it's your flesh or your spirit, it becomes evident, not just to you, but it can become evident to other people as well. Because we see that all over the world, that people think that just because they are Christians, people use that name. I say they use that name and they hide behind the name of Christian, a lot of people, and not knowing what that means. It means to be Christ-like, and a lot of people are not Christ-like. They're like, they say, well, I'm just being me. They say I'm a Christian, but they mean they're just like, this is how I am, this is just how I do. Then the Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, that behold, all things become new. And that's the evidence of anybody being in Christ. Newness comes in Christ. You know what I mean? And we come just the way that we are. And I love Billy Graham when he would have his meetings, and he would always play a song that I come just as I am. And that's the thing that we have to remember, that we are coming to God just as we are. And God is not looking for us to come being phony, trying to be something that we're not. The real part of it is God already knows what's in our heart, what we'll do, what he already knows about us. David said he knows my uprising and my lying down. He knows my thoughts are far off. So God already knows everything about us. He knows our thoughts. He knows our thought life. He knows our attitudes, bad or good. He knows our character. He knows everything about us, every detail, because he made us. And people say, I am a child of God. And Jesus even told the Pharisees, he said, you're not a child of God. You are not Abraham. He said, your father is the devil. So a lot of people get mad when you start talking about saying that everybody is not a child of God, but it's true. The only way that you can get to God is through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. John 10:10 says, this is Jesus talking, he says, the thief cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So when we see riotous and, you know, all of this stuff that's happening and all of this hate and anger going on, violence all over the world that we're seeing in different, even in the United States, that's not of God, that's the devil. And he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And just like God has children, the devil has children. And I think we need to be real about that, because some people don't want to deal with the truth because they want to think that God would love them just the way that they are. And the sad part of it is a lot of people don't know God. And the thing about it is God is a good God. He's a good father. He's not going to force himself upon you, nor the Holy Spirit is not going to, he's a gentleman, he's not going to beat you over the head and make you come to Christ. That's just not how it happens. We have a choice. We have a choice, and God gave us free will to make our own decisions, whether we choose God or we choose our own way. And the Bible also says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. And I know you're saying, well, that's religion, but I want to know about the pandemic. Okay, well, this is about the pandemic, because right now all the things that we're seeing is scriptural. It's in the Bible. And I believe that this is the beginning of days, and there are more things that are coming. And you right now have to make up in your mind whether or not you're going to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, making a decision to not be moved by everything that's happening on all the news outlets and all the things in the paper and all the things that are online and all the conversations that people are having about what's happening in the world. Not many people are saying, well, let's pray. Let's start worldwide prayer. I'm saying it because we need it. We need it, and we need it now. Another scripture that I want us to look at, and again, if you don't have your Bible, you really need to go get your Bible, because it's important that we have our Bibles, because without that, the other account I want us to look at is Noah. And, you know, Noah, a lot of people know about Noah because they go to Bible school and Sunday school. But it's important to understand how Noah was saved and all the other people were not saved. And that says something right there, because him and his family were spared when the rest of the entire world, all the other people on the earth, was destroyed in a flood. And we need to make sure that we understand that. So, again, I want you to get your Bible. If you don't have it, run and get it. And we're going to look at Noah and God telling Noah to build the ark, and why he told him to build. Didn't make it. And I hope you're going to be one of the people that make it this time, because this is some stuff that's coming into this earth. If you don't have a foundation, if you don't have a hope in God, I'm telling you, it's not going to be easy. And as we talk about what the New World Order is and what that actually stands for and what, I mean, so it's a lot. It's a lot, but it's not too hard for God. And absolutely nothing is too difficult for God. He's able to sustain us. And Psalms 55:22 says, cast your cares upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be moved. So God can sustain us and keep us and protect us no matter what. If your hope is in God and your hope is not in the economy, in an election, our hope has to be in the living God. It cannot even be in our bank or Wall Street or any of that. Your hope needs to be in the living God. He's the only one that has the power to intervene in and on our behalf during this particular time and all the things that are happening all over the world. And you say, what does this have to do with the New World Order? I'm going to show you. So again, we are looking at, turn to Genesis. And I apologize, I had the scripture up. So we're going to look at Genesis. I think it's time for us to be praying. So Genesis 6 said, it says, now it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Genesis 5:29 says, and he called his name Noah, saying, this one will comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed. And this is Lamech. This is Noah's father. So we're going to go back and look at Genesis 6 and read it out, because it's important that we have a full understanding of why I say that all of these things matter. So Genesis 6, 5 says, then the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth and that every intent. I have ran out of time. Please tune back in tomorrow night where I will finish this show and we will continue talking about the pandemic COVID-19 and whether or not it is ushering in the new world order. I'm your host, Yosha, and I'm looking forward to continuing this conversation with you tomorrow night. Thank you for tuning in.